There's an interesting sipurnu in the parsha about Avos Bikurim, and after we say all of the details of Arami Ovid Ovi, and then that we went down to Mitzrayim and we're out of Mitzrayim, and then the pasuk continues. The Dibra Maskel Va'ata, this doesn't have the Chumash with it, but it says now. So look, the sipurnu explains. May acha ve'ato. And now I'm going to thank you for everything, for giving me Eretz Yisrael. But look what he says. May achar sheyodati morav tuvcho v'chastecho aleinu. Now that I know the extent of your goodness and your chesed for us, shasisonu legoi ru'uyim loreshes eretz. You made us a nation who's worthy of inheriting Eretz Yisrael. Ulohitzionu lecherus, and you took us from Mitzrayim to freedom to cherus. Boifen shenuchal lekabel matono shetieh shelonu. Now we are bnei chayrin, and therefore we can, we're roy to be able to accept the maton of Eretz Yisrael, because if we were still slaves, then anything you give us would go right back to our masters, or go right back to the Mitzrim. And you gave us Eretz Yisrael, which is Tzvi, which is the Pe'er, the Tiferes of all the Arotzis. That's what you gave us. Umivchar HaMekoymos, and the chosen of all places. Hinei Hevesius Reishis Priyo Adoma Shenosatu LiHashem. And therefore I have brought the first fruits of the land of Eretz Yisrael that you have given me. Hevesi Mivchar Peirois, the choicest of Peirois, in order to thank you. So here we have, this is the mikra bikurim that was said. And it's interesting that what's included here is the events that were necessary for us to be able to inherit Eretz Yisrael. In other words, we got Eretz Yisrael. It's the Tzvi L'chol Arotzis. The most beautiful, it's the most glorious place in the world. It's Paris of beyond what anybody could imagine. And we have this now. Now we have the first fruits, and we're bringing it to you. We're expressing our thank you. But that doesn't seem to be the extent of our obligation to thank you. We may achar sheyodati. We go into each thing that made it possible for this to happen, which is, first of all, you made us a goy. If we weren't a nation, then we wouldn't be able to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Individuals, what's it going to do with all Eretz Yisrael? It's only because we have an umo. You did that for us. If we were still avodim, we wouldn't be able to be koine Eretz Yisrael, because you can't, mashakone evid koine raboi. And only then can we say, and now we now can express our good. It seems that if we want to be makir toiv, if we want to express our appreciation for what we have, it's critical not only for us to recognize the fullness of what we have, which is Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Hatzvi, which is the Tiferes, which is the Mivchar L'chol HaMekoymos. But it goes a step further. We also have to recognize everything that made it possible. Not everything. He doesn't mention Kabbalah HaTorah. We're not talking about all the gifts that Hashem has given us. That's not critical to the appreciation of the gift of Eretz Yisrael. But every detail and every occurrence that preceded the gift and that was essential in order to be able to be makabel the gift, that also has to be included in my appreciation. It's me'ato, me'achar sheyodati. Now that I know this and this and this, now I'm bringing toido to you. Now I'm able to thank you with these peiros because I have the total picture. And it seems that in order to appreciate something that we have, it's critical to reflect back on everything that has made it happen. And if not, we're missing something in the appreciation. And this, of course, has many ramifications. They're here. We're very short for time, but this is from the Haggadah of the Tosfos Rid, where he explains how Shibud Mitzrayim was critical to Kabbalas HaMitzvos and Kabbalas HaTorah, because since we stem from Terach, from Oivdei Avodah Zorah, we could not be Zoiche. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Mitzrayim, and made us Shibud, and Vachas Aleinu had Rachmonos on us, and he was able then to entitle us to be able to to receive the mitzvahs and the Torah and so forth. And it seems also, if we want to appreciate the Kabbalas HaTorah, we have to look at the things that happened, and here it happened to be even negative things that happened, but that were essential in order for us to get to this point. So if we want to be makir tov for anything, it's a broad picture, a narrow picture, even though it focuses on the exact thing that we're makir tov for, and some of the other things may be negative be'etzem, but if they were pieces or shluchim or necessary ingredients in getting us to this point, then they are a critical part of the Hakoras HaTov. And it seems there's a, we don't have the time, but there's a beautiful shmuis here from the Alta. I recommend everybody look at it, and in the Orat Sofun, and he really basically bases it on this posuk. The posuk in Yechezkel says, talks about Stoim. What was the Stoim is the tviya on Stoim, Chazal say, was their lack of chesed. Anshei Stoim, roim v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'oid, and be'ikah, the tviya is there was no chesed, there was no achnosos orchim, there was all kinds of cruelty. But he says, hinei zehoyu avoin Stoim, achosech, this was the avera of Stoim, go'oin sivas lechem, there was a tremendous saturation, satiation with fruit, with food. The shalvas hashke, there was great peace and tranquility. Hoyolo, she had livnoi seho, v'yad oni ve'evil noi hechziko. So the Alta points out that the tefillah on this ugly nation of Stoim, we talk midas Stoim, we talk about them in the worst terminology. The tefillah was not that they didn't do chesed; they did. There were things they did. But kifi, what they could have. They had so much, and because of everything that they had, they didn't do commensurate with what they had, then they were nitva for that. Ki'ilu, they were roim v'chatoim, as if they didn't do any chesed. He says, it's a whole shmooze over here. But it would seem that that's the idea, that if we wish to accomplish something, whether it's a statement of Hakoras HaTov, whether it's an act of chesed, the way that it's measured is not just by the narrow, immediate situation itself, but it's measured by a much broader perspective. The Hakoras HaTov for getting Eretz Yisrael would be lacking unless there was an expression of appreciation for everything that was critical to bring it about. If not, I'm not really Makir Tov. I am Makir Tov. What do you mean? Eretz Yisrael, the Paris, I bring Bikurim, I love it, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's true. But you know something? It's missing. And therefore, you're not Makir, the fullness of the Tov. That's not the Hakoras HaTov. That's not the Mikra Bikurim. You're not accomplishing the mitzvah of Bikurim only if it's Me'achar Sheyodati, Rav Tuvcho V'chastecho, on all those things that brought it about. And the same thing goes with Chesed. If a person does Chesed, but it's not Kifi what he could have done, it's not Kifi his matzav, his capability, then he hasn't really done chesed. Stoim, with anything that they did, are still roim v'chatoim l'Hashem me'oid, because of the fact that they could have done so much more. The emes is, when it comes to tzedakah, I don't know if you should use this for an appeal or not, but the Gemara in Ksubis says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was traveling, and he sees a woman just eating from the dust of the dirt of the ground, whatever. And he asks her, who are you? And she says, I'm the daughter of Nakhdima Ben-Gurion. Nakhdima Ben-Gurion was the Parnas of Yerushalayim, the greatest, the wealthiest person. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, what happened to all your father's wealth? And she says, Parnaseini Rabbi. She says, give me something to eat. She mamish didn't have what to eat. So he says, what happened to all your father's wealth? So he says, he was mamish, the Parnas of Yerushalayim. So she says that Chazal were serious when they said, malach mamoina choser. If you wish to preserve your money, to salt your money, give it away. The Gemara asked the Kash, like Dima Ben Gurion. He took care of everything. He took care of all the aniyim. The aniyim used to put out a red carpet when he would walk there. He was the partners of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. One says he didn't give as much as he could have. Should have, could have, it's not so clear. But there was something lacking, because everything is judged with the broader perspective. What could I have done? What's my capability? And if I did wondrous things, but it's not lefi, the maximum capability that I have, then something is lacking. The other teretz, I think, is with the kavona, has something to do with the kavona. But lemaisa, things are measured by the broader perspective of where we're coming from, the capability that we have,